Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Not Guilty. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know when I was in first year Bible school, young and learning everything, but the enemy began to bring thoughts to my mind, you're not going to live much longer. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to kill you. I'd cast it down. Now, on my mother's side, the previous three men had died young. At 21 years, same age they died. It's kind of a mysterious thing. The enemy tried to mess with my head about it. And they used to tell me, my grandma had showed me on that side a picture of my grandpa in the casket and say, he looks just like him. Talking about me. Well, he died at 21, gunshot. His daddy died at 21, gunshot. And so, you know, the enemy tried to mess with my head. And I found out later that before I reached that age, I was in a situation one time, I didn't know it at the time, where a guy was pointing a .44 Magnum at me through a gun and was drugged out of his head and was going to shoot me, and by the grace of God, he didn't. But no doubt, the devil had that set up to do it. He's always trying. He's a killer. He's a murderer. But the grace of God changed something and stopped something that had been in my family for generations. Glory to God. But anyway, the enemy was still trying to mess with me. You know, I'm taking you out. You're not going to live much longer. I'm taking you out. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. This went on for months. I don't mean I'm hearing voices, but, you know, pretty regular, that thought had come across my mind. I'd cast it down. I said, no. And one day, the Spirit of God inside me, thank God for the Holy Spirit. If you'll listen to Him, He'll help you get things stopped. Came up in me and said, why don't you ask Him why He hasn't already done it? Oh, I got sassy. I thought, I said, yeah, bad boy. Why? Why haven't you already taken me out? It's not that I didn't give you any opportunities. I mean, as a kid and as a teenager, oh man, I thought I was Tarzan. I literally would swing from the trees on the vines. Anything that was fast, a go-kart, I drove it so fast till the wheels came off. I had so many wrecks. Motorcycles, the first motorcycle I ever got, oh dear me. I have crashed. I've gone through fences. I've gone through barbed wire fences. I've dived into rocks. I'd visit the emergency room at least a couple of times every summer. That was just a tradition. The devil had so many opportunities to kill me and take me out. And I said, yeah, bad boy, why haven't you already killed me? Just because you like me a little bit? So that you let me live a little bit longer? Nah, you know why He hasn't already killed you and me? He couldn't. He couldn't. He's tried to. But by the grace and mercy of God, you've been kept and I've been kept. But you and I have a part in this. It's not just all up to God. Keep reading. The accuser of their brethren, who keeps bringing before our God charges against them day and night. That ought to make you dislike him a lot. Continually accusing you of stuff before God. Trying to build a case against you. To get judgment against you. Always trying to build a case against you. You talk about enemy, he's your enemy. Verse 11. They have overcome him. Who? How? By means of the blood of the Lamb and I think a lot of people do not keep reading. they talk about the blood and they stop. They don't acknowledge the other part, which is a big, big mistake. Yes, you got to have faith in the blood. Yes, you do. But you got to have something else. I said you got to have something else. If it was just faith in the blood, that next part wouldn't be in there. It'd just say they overcame him by the blood. But there's something else. They've overcome him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. That's a legal term. Testimony. Somebody say testimony. Now the word testimony or witness appears hundreds and hundreds of times in the Old and New Testament. It's a very big subject in the Word of God. And in fact, the very Christian life is the life of a witness. Isn't it? What's one of the big reasons why the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses. What is a witness? I think sometimes we hear this terminology and we've heard it so much that we attach some kind of vague religious notion to it. But no, a witness is someone who has personal experience of a thing and testifies. They go on record testifying that they are a witness. Glory to God. And you and I are to go on record as a witness. We're not just talking about theory and supposition. I have met him. He saved me. I was there. I was there. I know where I was, and I know what he did. He has healed me. I was there. I saw it. I heard it. I felt it. Somebody says, so you're an eyewitness. That's right. I'm an eyewitness. He answered my prayer. He met my needs. He's paid my bills. I'm a witness. Come on, say it out loud. I'm a witness. Being a witness can cost you. It goes on to say they loved not their lives unto the death. And you got to not be afraid to stand up anywhere before anybody. Do you know Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words before men, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father and the angels. But if you'll confess me, that's the idea of testifying and being a witness. If you'll confess me before men, Jesus said, I will confess you in front of the Father, in front of the angels. How many believe there's coming a day when all the world stands before the throne of the Almighty? Do you think you're going to want Jesus to stand up and claim you and call your name and say, yes, I know them. They're mine. Woo-hoo. Then you best not hesitate down here right now in front of anybody anywhere to stand up and say, yes, I'm one of them. Yes. In fact, I'm a ringleader. I'm a Bible-toting, word-quoting, tongue-talking, healing-believing. Yeah. Yeah, you looking at one. I am one. And the biggest one I am is one that loves Jesus. I love him. I believe in him. He's my Lord and my master. Friend, you don't have to try to push it down somebody that don't want it, but you don't be ashamed anywhere with anybody. Right? Never, never. You confess him in front of people, he'll confess you in front of the Father. This has to do with testimony. Now, they overcame him how? By how many things? Help me out. How many things? Not one. Not one thing. Two things. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of their testimony. What is the word of your testimony? If you're going to overcome the accuser of the brethren, what's he accusing you of? He's laying charges against you. He's saying you're guilty. Isn't he? He's saying you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty. He's trying to provide evidence, memories, things seen, things heard, things done. You're guilty, guilty, guilty. Why? Because if you're guilty, you should be found guilty and judged and punished. You deserve punishment. How do we overcome these accusations, this onslaught? How do we overcome? The blood of the Lamb. Don't make stuff up. Now just stay with the verse. The blood of the Lamb and what? Whose word? Whose testimony? So you can have the best attorney in the world. But if you take the stand and plead guilty, you're done. Right? I mean, your attorney can have taken care of everything. And the judge be ready to just say innocent, all charges dropped, and you can get up on the stand and they say, well, what do you say? And you go, I'm guilty, I'm guilty. I did it. I'm a low-down, sorry dog rascal. Well, you're done, aren't you? You're done. Out of your own mouth. Go to Matthew 12, please. Matthew 12. 36. I'm reading the Amplified. Matthew 12, 36. Jesus said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. This has not been believed by most Christians. I hear a lot of preachers. They just don't even try to watch what they say. I'm not saying I've always said everything perfectly. But if I hear myself saying the wrong thing, I'll correct myself. I believe what I say matters. There's all kind of things you just could not get me to say. You couldn't beat me with a bat and make me say it. Because I believe that my words carry weight in my life. And I've come to see they carry weight in the court of heaven. My words. Yours do too.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Not Guilty, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, June 2nd, as we begin our week-long marriage enrichment meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.